The New Horizons space probe had just gone by Pluto and was approaching Arrokoth, a big rock at the edge of the solar system that holds clues to how our solar system formed. The approach was having problems, but it wasn't clear if Arrokoth had moved or if New Horizons needed a new orientation in space. What skymarks, they're not landmarks, can you use in the sky to locate yourself? Some stars work, others are dicey because they are close to us and are clearly moving in angular position. Solution 1, use only the more distant stars. Better, use many thousands of quasars, intense sources of radio waves so distant that their own motions change our angle of view negligibly. By now, millions of them have been found. For many, their positions are known to 1/100,000,000th of a degree. Watching them change in our view even tells us if our Earth has wobbled because of an earthquake or a storm. Alas, for astronomy with visible light, radio locations don't help. The visible light of quasars is hard to use because it's dimmed by Earth's atmosphere. Now, Europe's Gaia mission, with a space-based telescope, has mapped those millions of quasars to make it all easier. By the way, New Horizons was re-aimed and caught great photos of Arrokoth. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.